Again, multiple attacks, and now Showcast was down for a good part of the first hour. Then the phone system's gone, so I connected with Jim on my speakerphone. And I want people to understand this. Last week on Thursday, I did a stream of consciousness kind of show with Breaking Down the Walls on Blog Talk Radio. And this is not to bring any, quote, glory to me. But you need to know this out there if you're listening to my show, whether you're a celebrity or a regular person or a person anywhere around the world. The globalists are starting to realize that I'm not number 5 or 10 or 20th down the list of the danger to the global satanic police state. It's Dr. Deagle's by far number 1, okay? Not number 5 or 3 or 2, number 1. And the reason is I've gone through experiences that no one else in the classified level has seen firsthand. I know things that I haven't even spoken about when I started to, and I released some of it last Thursday on the show, and I'm going to release a lot more here. People need to understand even the healthcare system, and I've been working with Ron Klatz. In fact, I've talked about his 10-point plan here, and I'll review it again very briefly. But people need to start grasping that there is not an area of any human experience on this planet, whether it's healthcare, geopolitics, space travel, whatever, astrophysics, that I will not give you an immediate answer or a framework to find the answer of any solution on Earth, including which I did last Thursday to Fukushima Daiichi, which no one even dares to challenge me on. And I say, well, 10% of the time I have the answers. The other 90%, God inspires me on the spot. So you need to understand this is a supernatural thing because we're at the end of history. If you don't understand that we're not fixing the healthcare system because they have an intention to have Obamacare, which was originally conceived as to kill people. Even if you've got an Obamacare card, and I think there's like 18 or 19 million people have it, they can't use it. It's okay to have a plastic card in your pocket or your wallet or your purse, but it's no damn good if you can't afford the copays or other things, or if it provides inferior care, doesn't identify your health problems before it finally catastrophically takes you out or makes you end up on polypharmacy or end up with some kind of very dangerous and destructive surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation. Now, medicine's not advancing. Not because they're not solutions, because America is very innovative. But many very innovative doctors have been forced out of the country or suppressed or delicensed. And many of these doctors, if their personality wasn't as tough as mine, they committed suicide or went bankrupt and became destroyed. Okay? So you need to understand Dr. Deagle's a different kind of beast. When God put me together, it was like I'm like the, you want to call it the Neural Order Terminator. I am not an easy one to put down. You know, I've been sent back from the dead at birth in 8 and a half. I am not going anywhere. I'm going to tell you the truth, whether it's on healthcare issues or geopolitics or spiritual things, whether you like it or not, or it makes you sick to your stomach. Because if we don't face these facts, we're not going to fix healthcare. We're not going to have life extension. We're not going to survive a toxic world. In fact, I'm going to quote Dr. William Ray. And he said this like, 8, 9 years ago now. And remember, I was doing environmental medicine before I even set up the Dallas Environmental Clinic. I was one of the charter members of Greenpeace over 45 years ago. Ray said this, and he's the top environmental doctor in the planet, a premier cardiologist with the Environmental Health Center at Dallas, the most comprehensive environmental center on Earth. And he said, if we do not intervene to change the environment, toxic chemicals, radiation like Fukushima now, and all the scalar radiation, the human race will not be able to reproduce in 2 generations. That's the facts. And if you think that we're at the nadir, the peak of human biology in terms of our IQ, and our lifespan and our ability to be healthy and vigorous. It's over. I just went over the tests of a gentleman who, his first name is Paul, and he had serious heart failure 8 years ago after being exposed to a lot of toxic crap working in the military. But then he had a dentist remove his amalgams incorrectly and dumped a lot of mercury, and his heart failure went from bad to catastrophic. Now, I convinced him to do a bunch of blood tests because he didn't want to get a QRMA or metapathy scan, and that's fine. I'll order the tests. And believe me, it took me hours and hours. There were so damn many tests we did through Genova Labs and directlabs.com. And what we found in this poor gentleman is he had leaky gut syndrome. He had gluten sensitivity, had a vasculitis, his inflammatory markers of his blood vessels is in orbit. And it's no wonder he's in heart failure. Now, I told him that I can help fix this and I can show markers to show that we actually can reverse it. But if our healthcare system doesn't involve the idea of intervening at pathology or genetics, or epigenetics before you get seriously ill, especially with all the challenges of 7 new chemicals every day in the biosphere and new toxic material. For example, many people have gone to places like Paris where they have regular bread that doesn't have glyphosates on the wheat, gluten. Did you know, Jim, that there is not a society on Earth that has dementia that does not eat bread. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Did you know the wheat gliadin, fraction of wheat gluten, is identical to the S100 protein in the brain and a peptide? Did you know that without so small bowel overgrowth and leaky gut syndrome, you cannot develop any autoimmune conditions because the peptides are identical, but now they're toxically activated to become thousands or millions of times more immunogenic by attaching to proteins and getting across the splanchnic circulation to the Peyer patches in your gut wall or your Kupffer cells or your liver. 65 to 70% of your entire immune system exists in your small bowel and in your liver. People don't know that, do they? And if you sensitize it there, it's going to attack your brain, your eyeballs, your peripheral nerves. And they wonder why our population is dying and getting sick, and we've got thousands more percentages of people with autism, autism spectrum disorder, dementia. You want to invest? Don't invest in gold and silver. Invest in Alzheimer units. You'll make a lot more money, believe it or not. So, I know they're going to tweak and fiddle around with healthcare. And hopefully they'll get it down so people will have health care, they even basic stuff like a fracture or a delivering a baby they can actually afford to do. But to be honest with you, real health care is intervening on your physiology before you get a really serious illness or the illness takes you out or makes your life miserable on toxic polypharmacy or unnecessary and dangerous surgery, radiation, and chemo. So, Jim, let's talk about PPRDI. What do you offer in New York, which is really unique? You've got like the Sterling Clinic. You'll travel even 100 miles to do a PPRDI test, which is Peak Performance Research and Development Institute, QRMA and Metapathia, which is basically part of a consult. The machines are there, but the consult is me. It's me. It's the supercomputer between my ears that actually analyzes the data. It is not a machine. It's a Swami machine. It tells you everything you need to do. So there's people out there that purchase QRMA machines, and they can look at some of the stuff. They have no clue what to do or take. Or technology to use to try to reverse the condition. And even my protocols, I tell people if it's longer than 6 months to a year, don't consider it. Email me and I'll give you an update and I'll post it up on the website. Because the technology and the knowledge base is expanding so rapidly, and it will. As I teach other doctors, as there's thousands of doctors, there's 820,000 health professionals just in our Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. There's about 3,000 in our Academy of Environmental Medicine worldwide. Of that, there's probably 250 that are top environmental doctors. And there's, in the American College for Advancement of Medicine, there's probably around 20,000-30,000. So there's a lot of doctors and professionals and PhDs that are working on all these issues. And we are going to solve the issue of what disease is, aging and cancer. And in the next 5 to 20 years, we're going to slay it. But the problem is we're not going to slay it easily because the business model doesn't want us to solve it. The big insurance companies, the big pharma, the big Medica, they want to make buco bucks. Do you know the healthcare in America is bigger financially than all of the next five industries, not just in America, but on the entire planet, whether it's oil industry, high-tech industry, computing, etc. You know, healthcare just in America is that much money. It's bigger than the next five industries on the entire planet. Crazy, isn't it?
That's like nuts, because these are all things that don't need to be. They actually, if you took the model and flipped it on its ear, instead of disease care, as you call it, make it more well care, it's just as profitable.
Well, and I tell people to be skeptical. Don't believe me. In fact, people have several different tacks. The first tack is I listen to Dr. Deagle for 2 years. I think I trust him. I'm going to get my mom some help, which is the first kind because they listened long enough for a year or two. They think, well, you know, he talks too damn fast. He's an arrogant son of a bitch because he thinks he knows more than everybody. Unfortunately, I'm not arrogant, but I do more, know more than almost everybody else, okay? And that's a fact. Now, if you're offended by that, tough. Challenge me. If you've got grade 3 and you've got a good point, I'm more than willing to learn. But if you're running off on something that's total BS, I'm going to take you apart and do an intellectual vivisection on air. And that includes, by the way, my guests. When they say things that are wrong, it's ugly. You know that, don't you, Jim? Ugly. Now, I'm not, the word nice and my name should never be mixed together because I'm compassionate. I'll die for you. I'll tell you the truth whether it makes you sick to your stomach, but I'm not nice. Anybody who thinks I'm nice, meaning I'm going to lie to you so you like me. I care about you whether you hate my guts or not because I'm a big boy. Okay. I'm not an idiot. I'm a mature Christian, Hebrew believer, and I'm not going to take the attitude of, if you don't like me, I don't like you. No, I don't care. I love you out there because I've been given godly love to take care of you as little brothers and sisters that don't know, and I do. Okay, I'm a leader, and you need to recognize that. So I'm here to save your butt from not only health issues, but geopolitical and spiritual issues, because you don't understand and you think you do. And that's what we do with PPRDI. You can do a QRMA scan. And for example, I got one the other day from a lady who is 69. And I can tell, I told her exactly what she needs to take based on her QRMA and her history. It's easy. And once you buy a machine, you and your first degree relatives, second degree relatives, you're covered. It doesn't cost you a cent ever to get an analysis. The only time that I start charging is if you start sending me all kinds of medical stuff, like you want me to look at your EKG and your blood work and your, you know, CT scan and, you know, reports from your surgeons, or there's a medical legal issue. And I only charge $150 per half hour. And usually, by the way, I use a lot of leeway. I had this one guy, Paul, who sent me, I have probably spent, in terms of time, I charged him like 2 units, which is like an hour. I probably spent 12 hours going over his stuff over the last few weeks alone. Okay, so I'm not hard and fast like, oh my God, I want to charge you more and all this stuff. No, crap. It's a ministry. So, Jim, when you do a QRMA, you send me the compressed file, you send me a narrative of what the person problem is, and you include the 11-page history form, which is download my product information on the phone consult. And I usually recommend that people send me a 2 units for a QRMA, and if they do the proper test that you do both the QRMA and the metapathia, means they get 4 units. So that means I need 2 hours of time, and it usually takes a hell of a lot longer than that, to go through all their medical records, all their 11-page history form, analyze their QRMA and metapathia, and then maybe look at their x-rays, MRI scans, blood work, etc., and make recommendations on what kinds of further tests, like, say, through directlabs.com or Dunwoody Labs or toxicology or other labs, to identify precisely. So we can go from a predictive analysis like a QRMA and metapathia that's quantum Fourier analysis of their quantum harmonic resonant frequencies compared to a database for the QRMA and metapathia scan developed by Dr. Nesterov and the Russian Academy of Sciences for the cosmonauts, to functional blood tests are done at federally certified laboratories like Genova Lab in Atlanta and Doctors Data in Chicago and other labs like, you know, Dunwoody Labs, etc. And these tests are pretty damn specific. I mean, they'll tell you what your antibody level is against wheat gluten, and whether you got a zonulin fiber problem from leaky gut syndrome, and whether you've got a C-reactive protein into orbit, or your homocysteine after an almethionine challenge is going to fry your brain and your artery walls. Okay? So this is not guesswork here. You know, and when Dr. Deagle does stuff, it's so freaking thorough. That's why I tell people, I don't care if you're a subspecialist in neurology, ophthalmology, pediatrics, genetics, whatever. I will blow the sides off what you think you can do in terms of testing and how you can identify problems, because I've been doing this for a very long time. Okay? And I was doing things like at certified labs long before the commercial labs were available. So when I was doing work on, say, antibodies against Candida albicans, IgG and IgM, I was using the University of San Francisco 37 years ago. No one else even had a commercial laboratory. This is the university lab I used, okay? Or University of South Florida in Gainesville, measuring antibodies against the Langerhans islet cells. And I was doing a study actually with a pediatric endocrinologist, where I was actually ordering a blood test to look at family relationships of antibody titers of people that were pre-type 1 diabetic, where all of a sudden they had a traumatic accident or a viral infection, all of a sudden their antibody titer went into orbit and their T cells attacked their pancreas and destroyed it. So we recommended a thing like cyclosporin A, and this is back like 35 years ago, 36 years ago, and we were successful at turning off type 1 diabetes so your pancreas wouldn't kill itself. Okay, and that's with use of a chemo agent called cyclosporin A, okay, with a pediatric endocrinologist and blood test on the University of South Florida, not even a commercial lab. So you got to understand, I'm a scientist first and a logician, and then I'm a physician, but I'm God's physician. And if you want my help, I'm here. Most of the time when I do an email response to people, it's free. Do you know that anybody on earth can email me? Anybody. And you don't even have to be a customer. You just email and say, I got this or that problem. Give me the first starter protocol. And I will. And even a follow-up. Free. So we institute that policy to say, hey, don't go elsewhere for your supplements. Don't go elsewhere for your advice. I'll help you and your doctor. And by the way I help the doctor is this. I ask you to ask your doctor permission for me to contact them, not the other way around, and at a convenient time by Skype or email or phone. And I'll do it. How many times do you think doctors are willing to take my advice or let me talk to them?
Not much.
Now, you can count them on one finger. It's ridiculous. And the few that have talked to me over the decades say, please don't tell me anymore, because if you instruct me more on the science behind what you're doing, I will lose my hospital privileges and my state licensure. I'll give an example, something simple like chronic Lyme disease. Do you know how many states were delicensing doctors for just giving longer than a month of antibiotics? We're not even talking about alternative care. We're just saying a month of doxycycline or Levaquin or moxifloxacin. Lots. If the doctor identified the person had Lyme disease, and we're not even talking about real fancy, they were just doing clinical. I do an iSpot Lyme test and a full antibody screen through Immunosciences in Los Angeles with Dr. Arista Vajdani. Okay? So we're not guessing here. We're talking about concrete tests. And these idiot state licensing authorities were actually delicensing doctors for simply giving a month of antibiotics or more. Okay? This is disgusting. It's not acceptable. And I have, as a physician, been through such ridiculous persecution, even when we have concrete tests to prove that there's a problem, or insurance carriers, like I had one insurance carrier threaten that they were going to send out a contract to take me out because I proved this one gentleman had a permanent brain injury from an industrial accident. Because all of a sudden the settlement went from a couple hundred thousand to multi-millions and long-term care for this guy forever because they screwed him up. And his wife, who is Polish, who actually spoke very good English, said, you know, her husband, who had, you know, significant brain injury, basically they said, well, the case manager said that if you didn't change your thing after they saw the neuroscientist and got the PET scan and all the other tests to prove that this guy's brain was screwed up, they were going to do a contract. So I had to call Great West Life and tell them, you're going to fire this case manager. And I heard that you collaborated with him. If I find out that you are doing anything to put a contract out on me, I will take you out in your sleep. They need to know they'd be better off to have a mafia don after them than Deagle if you piss me off. Okay? That's who I am. I'll defend the weak and the defenseless, but I won't put up with crap from anybody. Period. Family, friends, colleagues, nobody. Back in a minute with Jim. You'll get to talk next after my pontification. Laugh, laugh. Right?
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
PPRDI, after my pontification, people need to know, we'll provide them what's called the, I call this focusing capacity with the QRMA and Metapathia. Now, the nice thing about it is this. If we take your history and you see a conventional doctor, you can do a whole lot of tests that will bring you almost nowhere. It'll never tell you the underlying pathology why you're screwed up. Let's say you got congestive heart failure or you're developing a tumor or you're getting peripheral neuropathy or your diabetes is completely out of control and you're starting to have the diabetic complications. When you do a QRMA and Metapathia, it narrows that down dramatically. In fact, you can take right out of that and say, here's the supplements you need to take, and here's a lot of the technology. Now, if you keep your skepticals on, which I tell people that's perfectly fine, and you want to do conventional tests, and you got a big bank account, and you say, Dr. Deagle, I want the imaging studies, I want the blood work, I want the genetics, I want the immunology, I want the toxicology, I want the radiotoxins, I want to know everything that's screwed up in me. I'll do it. And I'll empty your bank account, and I will tell you precisely why you're screwed up, okay? Like nobody you'll ever cross, specialist or otherwise. And I'll train doctors. I don't care if they're in Technion Institute in Israel or Malaysia or Johannesburg, South Africa, or, you know, Bergen-Belsen, Austria, whatever. I don't care. I will teach you how to approach these problems so your problem-solving skills will be better. So when they call you, Jim, what's the procedure? Number one, you need to get a consult. You don't just go and do the test. You need to get a consult for four time units first before we even start talking. You need to submit the 11-page history form and all your medical documents because I need to collect this. This is a full-fledged consult. This is not a screw around. I'm going to put my Swami hat on and all of a sudden tell you what to take. And you need to do both a QRMA and Metapathia scan. And when you do that and you say, hey, I want more tests, doc, I'll do it at a federally certified laboratory like directlabs.com or some other imaging study or tell you what you do with your radiologist. So you get the proper studies done so we can nail down exactly why you're a mess. Now, if we can nail it down, we can probably cut down your polypharmacy dramatically. We can intervene with technology like lumen photon and infrared sauna and hyperbaric oxygen and all kinds of other whiz-bang technologies we're developing. But you need to understand this is not a simple process. This is simple in its overall concept, but it's incredibly complex. In fact, I have to say that what I do is the most complex activity that human beings do on the planet. It's way more complex than rocket engineering, let's put it that way, or software engineering, or anything else on the planet. There's nothing more complex than what I do, period. So if people think that somehow their doctor's going to have this all figured out, you're delusional. Now, I can train them on some basics, and they can start to learn some protocols and the rationale behind them. But for them to think all of a sudden that their doctor or they're going to just pick up the test and figure it out themselves is insane. It really is insane, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, because, as you said, the concepts are
very simple, very simple. Yeah, your genetics and epigenetics and toxicology and gene expression and the signal-to-noise ratio is really important. And if I can find out, hey, you got lead in your system, you got mercury, you have a gene snip of catecholamethyltransferase 1, or you've got a problem with, like, let's say you have Down syndrome, which you've discovered you have cis-society beta synthetase and an extra copy of copper zinc superoxide dismutase. There's five genes in the CQ22 arm of chromosome 21 that gene dosage can cause most of the problems, including folate trapping, so you end up with a folate deficiency syndrome. And when you take things like S-adenosyl methionine or S-methyl, you can reverse that. We now know that folate trapping is a primary cause of what's called methylation index disorder, which is a primary cause of vascular disease. So if you see somebody with hypertension, someone with heart failure, someone who's going to have a stroke or DVT, they got a methylation disorder of their endothelium, of their blood vessel walls, and of course they end up with an infected biofilm with nanobacteria, oxidative stress, and they end up with oxidized 9-neuronal hydroxycholesterol T-bars, which is oxidized fatty acids, and dead macrophages called foam cells. I can tell you precisely what causes heart disease. And when I told Dr. Damley 20 years ago, he freaked out. He realized, like, damn it, after 8 years of further training as a subspecialist in cardiology, 8 years at Mayo, he realized that you're going to ruin our business, Deagle. Yeah, I am. Tough on you. I'm going to ruin your business. I'm going to take a lot of people who end up under your knife or with a catheter up their groin, not having that happen, because they're going to take things like our Omega Supreme Pro. They're going to get a lipid electrophoresis. They're going to find a rheologic blood viscometry test. They're going to get a test like an endopath or endothelix to find out if their perfusion and nitric oxide pathways are working. They're going to find out how to fix their body without toxic polypharmacy, but it starts off with PPRDI, a QRMA metapathia.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Going on, and if you have questions, be brave enough to call into the show. In hour three, I'm going to do a health and wellness special hour dealing with protocols and some of these consults, as well as some of the new products we have coming, like our glutenase and our gluten immune, which are going to deal with the very, very large problem of gluten sensitivity that goes all the way from gluten sensitivity to leaky gut syndrome, small bowel overgrowth, autoimmunity, right up to celiac disease. So we now have, of course, on the program, Fareed, and we're going to talk about CardioVasc. And why is CardioVasc so important? It's because the thing that will take you out of this world and give you wings, send you out to the eternal place called heaven, where there is no past or future, there's only the now, is dying of a cardiovascular illness, because you've got infected biofilm, you've got unstable plaque, you've got calcified arteries. You have arteries and vessels that stop having a peristaltic wave. And when they fail, your blood pressure goes up, but then your heart is working like crazy to try to compensate, and you get hypertrophic changes. Eventually, your valves no longer are opposing, and you go into terminal heart failure, and you get a disjunction between your cardiomyocytes and your endothelia that conduct even your conduction pathways. So by the time you reach the seventh decade, one in seven people has a very serious atrial fibrillation or a cardiac conduction disorder or heart block. It's a big problem, and it's increasing in severity and frequency. It's not decreasing. It's hitting younger and younger people, and the amount of disease and illness that's hitting people. I remember years ago interviewing for one of the big insurance carriers that had provides in-house care. You know, it was quite funny. It was, and they had a call come into their call center. And it was a young person, 26, who said they're having all the typical symptoms of diaphoresis and central chest pain. And they were told they should just drive to the emergency department rather than even calling an ambulance. Well, the person terminated wrapping their car around a light pole, dying of a heart attack at 26. So if you don't think these things can happen to younger and younger people, you're just wrong. So let's go over vascular disease. It's a really big problem. We're teasing out more and more factors such as homocysteine, oxidative stress, calcified plaque, infected biofilm, nanobacteria. We can tell precisely why someone is either going to have a heart attack or likely to have a cardiac event in the near future with the right kinds of testing. So let's go over the formula.
Sure. So one of the key components in this formula is the hawthorn leaf and flower extract.
Now, the hawthorn leaf and flower is important because if you don't have the right component, and there's a number of knockoffs, and I keep on telling people there's a advertisement. I've even heard it periodically on this network for Extendivite, which is a knockoff that's not the same. Don't get it. Don't get heart and body stress heart drops. These are knockoffs. After the original formula by Sam Abraham, your dad, who's a pharmacognosist trained in Germany, which is the top place in the world to be trained at the application of herbal and pharmacological agents to create natural therapies. It's not China, it's not Japan, it's Germany. They're by far the most advanced on the planet. And if you don't use the right component, you also don't test every batch to make sure that that biomolecule you're looking for from the right component, from the right plant, grown on the right continent, then you're not going to get the biological effects based on the research, are you? So the next component is, that was a cardiotonic, by the way. It helps the mitochondria in your heart and blood vessels work. Next one.
So we have an aged garlic extract.
Now, the aged garlic is not just allicin, which we have in our allicin med. It has other components that that literally shut off what's called angiotensin-converting enzyme, which is activated by your kidneys. Now, if your kidneys perceive perfusion as poor, it's going to jam up your ACE activity dramatically. Now, it also, people need to understand that there are specific enzymes that actually chew up your what's called natriuretic peptides. And if you activate these enzymes, your normal what's called natriuretic peptides that actually prevent heart disease get chewed up. And the aged garlic components actually help to prevent that from happening, which is also why we have things like polyphenols, like our NutriDefense, which is an anhydrous catechin, and actually will block those pathways as well for degrading your natriuretic peptides in your body. Next one.
So we've got the cayenne.
Cayenne is a vasodilator, dilator that stimulates nitric oxide, which if you don't have NOO, and I usually recommend people take our Supernox as well as Beet VO2 Max powder. Because you want to, and you can test that with Berkeley test strips in the back of your tongue. And the ones we have through our Amazon Nutramedical store are designed and developed in Switzerland, which is the best test strips, I think, for measuring nitric oxide production right on the back of your tongue. Next.
We've got the ginkgo biloba.
Ginkgo is going to reduce blood viscosity. It's going to increase microcirculation tremendously. One of the neat things about cardiovascular is not just trying to lower your blood pressure or improve perfusion. A lot of people start taking this, and I can't believe it. I don't have leg cramps when I go golfing. My brain works better. My memory's better. I can see better, say, at sundown. They say, hey, my hands are not cold when, you know, when they're living in a northern climate like Montana or now the Midwestern states or the Northeast is going to get clobbered tomorrow with these snowstorms. They're noticing that their extremities are not, like, you know, reactively cold like Raynaud's syndrome. Now, not everybody that just takes cardiovascular is going to stop vasoconstriction. But it's a major first step. Next would be Supernox and VO2 Max powder and magnesium glycinate to stop vasoconstriction. But the cardiovascular is a long way, and you got to take enough. Like, I don't take tiddly dosages. I take three capsules at least two or three times a day, and I often will put the cardiovascular liquid drops into my drink, which I have right beside me with Sports Energy Light, Brain Egg, Calm Mind, and the Mega Muscles amino acid powder, et cetera, in my drink. And I'll throw in there the Nutridyne and a whole pile, not just a little bit, like three or four full dropperfuls in my drink, which I'll drink over an hour or so, of cardiovascular. Now, if you want to have healthy vessels, you got to take care of them. If you don't, and this means beyond just, quote, taking a blood pressure pill to lower your numbers on your sphygmomanometer with your doctor and your carotid cough sounds, you have to actually take care of your blood vessels so you don't build up plaque or let them calcify or let your arteries become useless. Next component.
The bilberry.
Bilberry is a dialyzable antioxidant. The most dialyzable antioxidant, believe it or not, is hydrogen. But the next largest one that's actually dialyzable through your body is bilberry. It's a smaller molecule, so it goes through your eyeballs, your brain, your liver, your kidneys. And it's an oxidative, you will call quencher, of singlet oxygen and free radicals. So if you want to quench free radicals, bilberry is one of the most we call dialyzable. Next.
So we've got the valerian.
Valerian is an autonomic balancer. Your sympathetic parasympathetic nervous systems, if they're out of balance, you get what we call sympathetic dominance, increases free radicals in your blood vessels and stress hormones. And if your free radicals and stress hormones go up, you increase the oxidative stress to your artery walls. You get vasoconstriction, and you end up with all the bad things that happen from chronic, we call sympathetic overdrive. Next.
And finally, we've got the milk thistle.
Milk thistle is a universal stimulant for the liver to detox. most people don't realize when you're going out to a fast food restaurant, you get these foam cases for putting your food in or things are wrapped up. Many of them are what we call plasticizing agents that actually damage your blood vessel endothelial wall. And it's not surprising nowadays we have so much heart disease because we're so saturated with toxic chemicals from outgassing of our carpets to our building materials to even the things we wrap up our fast food in. It's nuts. So if you don't take things to detox, like one of our doctors from the Academy of Environmental Medicine, if you're not detoxifying, you're dying. And so cardiovascular is a detoxification. It hits the universal milk system to stimulate the liver to detox. So it stimulates all the phase two detox pathways, methylation, glucuronidation, sulfation, which, by the way, we support with life support, xenoestrogen detox, and especially S-methyl, which is the S-adenosyl methionine and the pull of heavy metals. And methylation is the primary pathway, the more important even sulfation and glucuronidation. And your methylation index, by the way, in your blood vessel walls is incredibly important. So if you have a heart and vessel disease, you need to take S-methyl along with Omega Supreme Pro, Omega Supreme Krill. The Pro is a monoglyceride, so it's 400% more absorbed. You need to take things like magnesium glycinate, which will not give you diarrhea, but it acts as a counterion to calcium. You need to take things like our Supernox with actinose to not stimulate the abnormal pathways for nitric oxide, peroxynitrate radical. But the base we call the central pole for your health of your blood vessels, which is the most important thing for perfusion, because perfusion is really important when your tissues are hypoxic. You have three major types of health conditions you'll develop. Hypoxia leads to chronic regional pain syndromes. It leads to autoimmune disease, and it leads to cancer. And lack of perfusion is the primary reason why you develop a calcified plaque, which if you do a high-speed CT scan and calcium score, or a CT scan of your heart to look for abnormal perfusion, or you do a pharmacological stress test, you surprise all of a sudden by the fact that your not only your heart, but your body, if you do an EVA arterial and venous study, shows your perfusion is shot to hell and you're going to have a heart attack or block an artery off in your leg. 1 in 20 males over 40 has a 93% plus blockage of one major artery to their below their knee. That's not good. So in North America, we are just tempting disaster. And of course, the healthcare system isn't properly funded. It's not looking at underlying illness. You get a pat on the back by your doctor, say, blood work looks good this year, see you next year, maybe. And I don't know how many people have walked out of the doctor or cardiologist's office after a plain electrocardiogram and a simple smack panel and cholesterol, and they're given a stupid drug like an HMG chory reductase inhibitor and said, see you next year, buddy, or in 3 months we're going to check your blood pressure. And in fact, the patient 2 weeks later face plants and drops dead. Happens all the time. Yep. You're probably familiar with that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you got to understand, these doctors don't know better. And they don't institute practices to catch people before they get in real disaster. None of them are doing lipid electrophoresis. None of them are measuring oxymarkers or why that person's going to get plaque. None of them are doing an even arterial venous study of their lower extremities. Over 40 males. If you got a male that says, I got a cramp in my leg, the first thing you got to think of is they got a vascular insufficiency syndrome. If you got a male with a cramp in the same spot over and over again when they go golfing or doing things, they got a blocked artery until proven otherwise. And if you get somebody with transient ischemic attacks or migraines, they're just sitting duck for migraine, headaches, and for stroke. So the first step in stroke is cardiovascular. The next is CoQ10 ubiquinol and gamma A plus to stop peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical. And if you don't turn off that inflammation, that vasospasm, that embolic thing going up their middle cerebral artery is going to give them a stroke. And it doesn't have to be a big clot either before it wipes out your ability in the broken motor speech area so you can't talk anymore. You know, people might think otherwise, but I'm going to tell you, the science is it's a little teeny clot that'll stop you from speaking ever again. Or you have to relearn like a baby how to make ooh-ah sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty crazy, eh?
Yeah, totally.
So we have a sloppy, lazy system that they want to fund, and it's going to cost you a fortune. Like even Bill Clinton said, you know, you guys are spending twice the money for half the health care. And he wanted to bring in, of course, Hillary Care, which is years ago, which would have been more stupid care even before the Abominator brought in this very destructive health policy that never really intervened in people's health. You need to intervene by simply saying, hey, I'm taking four blood pressure pills from my doctor. Maybe I can end up taking one blood pressure pill and cardiovascular and a few other things that Dr. Deagle's going to do and eventually get off the damn stuff and find out the real cardiac risk markers to say, what can I take so I don't end up with, you know, super high triglyceride levels or oxidized cholesterol or homocysteine that's going to blow my arteries out and burn them to hell or make my aorta expand as it makes my aorta weaker and weaker so it expands like a balloon. So, you know, people need to start taking this seriously because I'm seeing younger and younger people getting more serious illness. You're probably hearing the same thing from your friends and relatives, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Younger and younger people are getting more and more serious illness that happen in older and older people.
Yep.
Yeah. And we've talked about this before. If we could intervene by screening everybody that could potentially have heart disease and getting them on cardiovascular supplements, we'd probably eliminate 90% of the drugs they're on, number one, which causes side effects and doesn't really solve the problem. It pretends to. For example, an HMD cord reductase inhibitor reduces inflammation, but you can get equivalent reductions in cholesterol and VLDL3 by simply taking cod liver liquid. Now, if you're taking our cardiovascular to reduce all these other risk factors, and you're taking magnesium glycinate, Omega Supreme Pro and Krill, and you're taking things like Supernox and Beet VO2 Max, your blood vessels are going to laugh, especially if you're taking some methyl first thing in the morning and in the early afternoon. You're going to have a methylation index where your arteries aren't going to be on fire. And if you're taking antipathogenics to keep your arteries clear, like Allicin Med on top of the Allicin, which is in the cardiovascular, and you're taking Nutridyne or NutriSilver and NutriDefense, which actually blocks the enzyme that gets rid of your natural natriuretic peptides, you know, taking our anhydrous catechin and NutriDefense actually blocks that pathway. People don't know that. That actually gets rid of your natriuretic peptides to make your arteries safe. Interesting, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So our NutriDefense works, but the base formula is cardiovascular. And we sell a ton of it. I mean, we constantly have it on special, so it's free shipping, both the dropper and the capsules. Now, if you're a female and you're a smaller female, you just need one capsule three times a day. One bottle will last you 4 months. For a male, it'll last 2 months. And the same with the liquid. These are really good deals. I mean, why would you not do this? Even if you think your blood pressure is normal, are your blood vessels normal? Now, you can go do a test called an EndoPad or endothelix test, or even get one of our biocuffs to look at how stiff your arteries are. But if you don't know that something's going on and you assume because your blood pressure is okay by your doctor, you're delusional. You don't know what your lipid fractions are. You don't know what the state of your arteries is. You don't know if they're starting to calcify. You don't know if your vessels are failing. And the reason you're lowering blood pressure by tweaking things by taking drugs like beta blockers and diuretics and other things, it may not be fixing your blood vessels. It's just lowering your number so your doctor's not freaked out that you're going to have a stroke in his office or her office. And it's really funny, the defensive healthcare system in America is, I'm not really concerned about whether or not you have an event. I just don't want it to happen where I'm going to be found guilty of malpractice. Therefore, I'll be taken out of practice.
Yeah, exactly.
People said, no, doc, my doctor doesn't think that. I said, of course they do. The healthcare system is a very predatory system. In states like Oregon, you can be sued. It's limited in California, but in Oregon, it's not. Multiple times your entire life income. It's nuts. So if they think that they can tweak healthcare and not support doctors in their practice, most doctors are barely making it. They're not making buco bucks. They're barely surviving. It's only a tiny minority that are making, you know, major bucks doing major procedures. So, you want to fix the system? Listen to Dr. Bill. And that includes you doctors out there. Get out from under this mess. It doesn't work. It doesn't help your patients. It doesn't help you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Things up a little bit. Firstly, I'd like you to kind of fill in on what if you have any interesting vignettes or stories about people who take cardiovascular.
Yeah, we have, myself, I'm a diabetic, and cardiovascular is something we definitely promote among diabetics because it's, basically a vascular disease.
Right.
And one gentleman who's been taking cardiovascular for a couple of years here, he's come back and says it's been helping him from blockages and reducing the risk of amputation and further problems. And he's had some really bad gum disease and so on, and his blood pressure as a result was very high. And after a few months of taking the cardiovascular, it was able to bring it down. So he didn't have to end up in the hospital.
Yeah,
so.
And again, there's some additional things we would add to that. CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquinol, carnitine, our special propionyl carnitine, and other things. But the central point that you need is you need that. Even things like, for example, in diabetics, they should all be taking S-methyl, which is S-adenosyl methionine. So in this segment, I want to go over some things that you take along with cardiovascular. By the way, take enough cardiovascular. I've had some people say, well, they're on like a 200-pound male, and they're taking like 15 drops twice a day. I'm thinking, are you crazy? You're a big man. You need at least 2-3 times a day. Otherwise, you're not adequate, and then you need to be taking additional things to that. So let's run down through what I recommend. Number one, you want to get rid of the infected biofilm. So you need to take at least 2/3 antipathogenics like Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, or NutriSilver. Number three, you need to be taking the Nutri-Defense, because the anhydrous catechin and the low-grade pathogens that are growing your artery walls, because you have to understand vascular disease is inflamed and infected biofilm in your arteries and your heart. It's not just a passive thing. It's an actual active infection. And the same nanobacteria that are around your teeth are in your artery walls. That's really important. Now, almost all people with vascular disease have elevated blood insulin. And I've even seen the reports where I saw one gentleman here just over the weekend, and they reported that he wasn't diabetic. His blood sugars were fine, but his blood insulin was not normal. Normal is 2 microunits per ml fasting blood insulin. His was 3.7, which is twice normal. That's not normal. And when you look at his oxy markers, for example, C-reactive protein, it was into orbit. So you need to understand how to interpret these things. So the next thing is that people need to take things to reduce oxidative stress in their arteries. If they show high oxidative markers and they're getting vasospasm on a stress treadmill test or a CT scan, they need to be taking things like cell detox, glutathione, and gamma A plus to stop hyperproxy and nitroproxy radical. But the most important thing, if you can only just take one or two things, would be Cardiovasc and Omega Supreme Pro. Those are the two biggies to start with. Cardiovasc and Omega Supreme Pro. You take those two, you're going to change the course of vascular disease throughout your body. And maybe add to that NutriSilver or Nutrinine. Thank you, Fareed. We'll see you next week, and we'll be back in a moment with hour number 3. It's going to be all health and wellness. Coming up tomorrow, we have a major update from Harley Schlanger. I posted up on the Friday show a brief from his meeting in Berlin, Germany. Major updates on what's going on, their perspectives on what's happening with Trump from Germany. We'll be back in just a moment.
All right, Dr. Phil. See
you then. Bye.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.